Sorry, guys. I've been watching video in Florida. I can't turn it off. That is something to see. Amazing what happens with the storm surge, huh? When the ocean comes in and just swallows up homes on the beach. Absolutely incredible. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right. It's kind of like a Friday for us
today. I know. I'm feeling good.
Not for me, so I won't play the song.
Are you in tomorrow?
I am, yeah. Me and Andy are doing a show.
Yeah, I think we've got the first couple of hours are repeats and some original material. And then Andy's live, right, from 7 to 9.
Yes.
Well, he's probably on longer than that.
I think 7 to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't know until Monday that I'd been scheduled to have the day off.
I didn't know till Monday that I was scheduled to have a different hours because my time changes tomorrow. So, like, I work technically longer.
You work longer?
Yeah.
And just as early?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry about that, PJ.
It's okay. But, yeah.
But so you'll get time off in lieu because it's a stat day, right?
I'm getting paid extra.
Ooh, is that even better?
No, freedom is better.
Really, you'd rather have the... See, that's always a tough one, isn't it? The time or the cash?
Time. You know.
I'm time as well on that.
You get to sleep in.
You know, guys maybe clearly have enough money.
Go... Definitely not. you know, sleep in, go for a run, you know, like enjoy the day rather than make a little bit of extra money.
Well, I promise I'll do that for you.
Okay, please do.
I don't know about the run part. Maybe I'll golf. Don't know what the weather looks like yet, but maybe I'll do that. It's going to look better than what I just had in Florida, that's for sure. Wow. So we're going to treat today partly like a Friday. We're going to have Richard Krausen with some movie ideas. If you want, PJ, you can replay that tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Because people kind of expect them on a Friday, right?
Yeah. Hocus Pocus 2 is
coming
out. He's
got some good ones.
That's a big one.
I don't remember Hocus Pocus 1.
It is really? It's like a Halloween must watch every
it's
year.
It's a classic, yeah.
Yeah. Bette Midler, the girl from Sex and the City. I obviously don't know her name.
Neither do I, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably not a girl anymore either.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. What's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, that girl. And another actress. They're three witches that get brought back from the dead, and they eat children, and it's like a comedy. It's really good. You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
No.
Oh, my.
I'm looking at the cast, though. You're naming them as you, but Hannah Waddington is in it.
Is this Hocus Pocus 2 or 1?
2.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
You don't know who that is?
No, I don't.
Ted Lasso, the owner of the soccer club.
Oh, yes. She's also in Game of Thrones, yeah. That's the only thing I've ever seen her in, was Ted Lasso and Game of Thrones. So, is she a witch in this or a mom?
I think it says Mother Witch. Mother Witch, yeah. Can you be both? I guess you can be both a mother and a witch.
I guess so.
I guess so.
Have to wait and find out.
Halloween is coming up.
I know, I'm so excited.
Month away, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything special for Halloween? Or?
I'm going to eat all the candies 3 times and have to repurchase them.
Perfect.
That's the problem, right? Sylvie goes out and buys a bunch of boxes. And then me and the kids get into them. And then on Halloween, it's like, where are all the, I don't know. She has to scramble and buy more.
And that's always the hardest time to find it, too. You always get the bottom of the barrel stuff on day of sometimes, in my opinion.
Is Annette joining us this morning?
I'm here.
Did you get sucked into working tomorrow, or are you off?
No. What a way to put it. No, I'm not working tomorrow. I will be off.
Just PJ.
I can't go surfing.
You're the only one in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, is that me?
That was.
Sorry. It's a reminder.
And what's it reminding you of? You care to share?
A meeting, I think I have.
An editorial meeting downstairs?
Something.
Well, you're in our morning meeting now, so.
I know. I can't go to other meetings. I am in this meeting. This is the most important meeting of my day. I'll tell you, this is the funnest. It's not even a word. This is the one I enjoy the most. The morning meeting on the Morning Rush.
And it's the one that's live on the radio.
Yeah, let me ask you, when you, I was listening to your Halloween candy thing, when you eat all the candy, do you then go in your cupboard and find like stuff you guys don't want and give that out, like granola bars, that kind of thing?
That's all I give out anyway.
Oh, geez.
You know, you get the box of the, like I give away all the coffee crisp.
Oh, you don't like coffee crisp?
No.
Oh, bring them in. I'll take them. Oh, you're not coming in. I'll come out to Manitick and get them from you.
I could save them for you.
Okay. I like coffee crisp.
Ooh, a coffee crisp for you, little boy, and a Kit Kat for daddy.
That sounds creepy.
Oh, a coffee crisp for you and an Aero bar for daddy.
An Aero bar over a coffee crisp. No, I
Every
wouldn't make that choice.
Time.
Really? So we're going to do something fun on CTV Morning Live in the next few weeks leading up to Halloween. We are going to poll children on the best candy. Like candy, chocolate, all that stuff. So we're going to have a group of kids. We're going to give them all kinds of candy. I mean, how awesome are we?
Can I get in on this focus group?
Yeah, right? I mean, I volunteered my kids and then I was like, wait, then I got to take them home high on all this sugar? Maybe not. So
don't worry. Dr. Dworkin says that's not a thing.
It's not a thing?
No.
Oh.
Studies show it's not a thing. If you think about it, if sugar made them crazy, they'd be diabetic. They can process sugar. They're fine.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make them more hyper. It's that there's usually a big event that goes along with all the chocolate, and it's the adrenaline of the event.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
You can tell I've been well versed in this so that no one takes chocolate away from me. Sugar high. Every parent believes it's true.
Yeah.
But every test shows it's not.
Wow.
Weird, right?
You learn something new.
Huh. That's why we have the doc on.
It's good. He can clarify all that stuff. Yep. So we're going to test the candy out with the kids and find out who likes what.
That's a fun thing.
It'll be fun because I think, I don't know, I tend to buy a lot of chocolate bars, you know, the boxes of chocolate bars. But when my kids come back with all their candy on Halloween, they don't want the chocolate bars. They want all the candy.
Really?
Like the Sour Patch Kids and the Starburst. And I'm like, you guys don't want a Kit Kat over that? Nope. They like the candy.
Yeah, I always picked chocolate. Even when I was a kid, I picked chocolate
Me
over.
Me too.
I read somewhere a long time ago that's people say you have a sweet tooth. No, if you like chocolate, you have a fat tooth. It's the fat that you crave.
Oh.
And the kids with the sweet tooth like the candies.
Like the candies.
The hard candies.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the difference. We have two kids and one, it's funny how, you know, same DNA, raised in the same household, mm-hmm. how different your children can be.
Mm-hmm.
One is totally into chocolate, like me. He would eat chocolate until he died.
Yeah.
And the other one is like her mother. She'll like, little nibble, then she'll put it away. I'll finish that later. No, you won't. Phew, daddy finished it.
It doesn't last.
Yeah, for sure. So what's your big story today?
Well, we're talking about a few things, but something that is important, you'll probably be going through this in your traffic reports today over and over, but I think it's certainly worth noting. And I mean, if you drive along the Queensway every day, you've been seeing the signs for some time, but the Queensway is going to go through another one of those bridge replacements. It's going to be Rochester, and it's going to impact traffic for several days, not just the weekend. Oftentimes, it's just the weekend that the highway is shut down. So certainly the, you know, weekday, morning rush, afternoon rush not affected. That's going to be affected on Monday. So they're shutting down all lanes of the highway on Friday at 8 p.m. all the way until Tuesday morning at 6. So maybe there's a chance any of it gets done earlier and that opens up sooner. Fingers crossed. But you can expect that Monday morning commute at this point and possibly even the Tuesday morning commute to be a disaster. I mean, really. So,
geez, what's wrong with them? They can't build a bridge in 2 days? That was remarkable to watch, wasn't
it? Oh, they're so cool. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And
but
roads around Rochester.
This one, I guess, is a bit more complicated.
I guess so. Yeah, roads around Rochester are also going to be shut down. So it's expected to be a pretty challenging day on Monday. And of course, that affects both the morning commute, afternoon commute. So it's, I mean, even for me driving in this morning, I was trying to think, okay, so where am I going to have to get off? And what's that route? I mean, detours will be in place, but you can expect even some of those detour routes to be really busy. So maybe good idea over the weekend to start thinking how you're going to plan your drive Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or plan not to drive Monday or Tuesday.
If you can work from home. I mean, if that's an option, stay off the roads altogether with. Yeah.
Well, that's an important piece of information for sure.
It's a big local story, certainly. Yeah.
Did you see they arrested the guy who made the comments about Pierre Poilievre's wife?
Mm-hmm. I did.
A weapons charge.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing related to the threat legally, whether it's a threat or not. I guess we have to wait and see, but nothing related to that yet. But you got to think that this is because he drew attention to himself.
Jeremy McKenzie. Yeah.
Seems like a charmer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, on firearms-related charges, but, I mean, Pierre Poilievre had asked the RCMP to investigate him after he talked about sexually assaulting Poilievre's wife online. So, maybe
you know, when people use the "it's a joke" excuse,
no,
shouldn't that mean a laugh goes along with the joke?
Yeah.
Like, how is that funny? We're just joking.
Yeah. It's a crutch. I think it's a crutch, right? A lot of people.
Serious is maybe what they mean. Well, then don't say it.
Yeah.
No, yep. Nobody would be.
There's nothing funny
unafraid
about.
Unafraid by a threat like that. Nobody.
No, there's nothing funny about threatening sexual assault. I mean, it's not something you joke about. It's not funny.
Well, that and murder, like.
Yeah.
It's not something you make light of.
No.
It's so awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. As Rosie joined, oh, there she is, resplendent in.
Good
looks
timing.
Red or orange in this light, I can't tell.
It's orange.
And Ed, I'll let you go. Okay. I know it's your favorite meeting of the day, but you're done now.
Okay.
And by the way, in the meeting, mentioned that I want to be in on the candy tasting thing.
Well,
maybe the Morning Rush will do its own candy tasting test.
Hey, Katie, what do you have to say about that?
And all
that
the kids.
Might not be bad.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'll look into it.
We could
you're
make it do Bill, Carol,
candies,
and the kids.
Though. I'm just going to do Kit Kat or Aero Bar.
Oh.
And why you hate Coffee Crisp people?
Oh, it's not even a candy bar. It's not a chocolate bar. What is that?
That's the last resort, bottom of the barrel of the chocolate bars. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Coffee's
there,
coffee. Chocolate's chocolate.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Separate the two. I remember trick-or-treating, and that was like, Coffee Crisp, really? Okay, I'll just leave it there. And then when you get to the bottom and you got the peanuts and that sticky taffy candy that nobody wants, and then you see the Coffee Crisp and you're like, I still, you know, I've got a sweet tooth. Then you
When
go
you
for
get
that.
Really desperate, though, you eat the taffy as well. And you think, I might as well just take a chisel and knock a filling out.
Seriously.
And save the time. Because I know this is going to be a trip
Not
to the
good.
Dentist's office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the most inspired chocolate of all time, though, is it? And my kids don't really love it, so they give it to me. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, boy. That is just...
I kid myself, that's food.
Yeah, that is just peanut butter dipped and rolled and soaked in sugar, right? But it is good.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh, and the edges of the peanut butter cup where it's a little bit thicker with that the chocolate.
Yeah.
And then the peanut butter. Ooh, that's just heaven right there. You just eat
look
around
Look at you.
It. Yeah.
Don't
oh,
look
yeah.
like you've eaten a chocolate bar ever in your life. But you clearly, every once in a while, you indulge yourself, don't
I do.
You?
You're absolutely right about that. But can I tell you the one chocolate bar combination that just drives me mad? Maybe it's not a chocolate bar, but the chocolate combo that I can't do, cannot do chocolate and coffee. But do not even bring chocolate and mint together in my presence. Oh, my gosh. I get shivers. Can't stand it. Don't like it. Think it's wrong.
No, yeah, it's
didn't
delicious.
The girl guides do that for a while?
Yeah, exactly. PJ, you're liking that?
Oh, anything chocolate mint. Like the chocolate mint arrow. What are those after eight?
Oh,
the girl guide cookies.
After eight's terrible.
Oh,
you know what I think about? I feel like after eight is made.
Yes.
By taking chocolate, melting it down.
Come on.
And then the little bits of toothpaste that get stuck
in your
sink.
Talk to me.
Right?
Thank you.
They roll all of those little pieces of toothpaste spit together.
You know, right. Thank you.
And wrap it in chocolate.
And then go, there you go. Put it in a nice little package, too. You know, they put in that little envelope so it looks all fancy. And then everybody's like, ha. And I'm like, no.
But If you get desperate enough, you'll eat them. When you get to the bottom of the barrel. Luckily, I don't think anyone does that at Halloween. I've never seen
it. I don't think they do after 8. That's just a very adult kind of candy, I think.
I guess that's what the name means, huh? After 8 o'clock at night when the kids have gone to bed.
You have that with a little whiskey, I guess. But see, the mint would just throw it off. You can't have whiskey and mint, right? You can have whiskey and chocolate.
Bailey's flavored chocolate would be good.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Well,
you're open-minded about that.
I'm with you on that one. Bill.
So how is, for some people, it's a long weekend. Sorry, PJ, just pretend you're not here. But some people, it's a three-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the weather going to give us a decent one?
Oh, it's going to be glorious. Really beautiful. I mean, we're talking clearing skies today, sunny, and then sunny tomorrow, and then a mix of sun and cloud on Saturday. And when, at temperatures, you know, mid to upper teens. So it's going to be gorgeous. It's just that at night it's going to be a bit cool. Like tonight, for example, clear skies down to 1. You get 1 degree, everyone.
Yeah, that's a warning shot, isn't it?
I know. That'll tell you something's coming. No doubt about that.
Yeah. It's a weird time of year. I feel like during the day I need my air conditioner. At night I need the heater.
It's cool. It's cool at night.
And I'm too cheap to run either. So just... suffer.
Just deal with it. Exactly.
Open a window if you're hot at this time of year.
You know, keep the windows open in the day if it's a bit warm for you, and then a little bit of that will come through at night, and then you close the windows at night, and then you get under the covers with the ones that you love, and you should be pretty warm.
I feel like we haven't planned any of the show in this morning meeting so far this morning.
How much planning have we done, Katie? Are we good?
All we've done is plan a trip to the store when it opens to get chocolate.
To get chocolate. And then separate the mint / toothpaste from the chocolate.
I just brushed my teeth and you're talking about after 8.
Right? It's just
it's making me a little nauseous.
I hear you, Bill. I hear you. I'm right here with you, Bill. Right here with you.
Thank you, Rosie. We have the exact same taste in chocolate. Rosie and I live together. The coffee crisp bars would be 50 years old. Untouched. 529 Morning Rush Morning Meeting live at 5.
You're listening to The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll. Morning Rush live at 5.
554, Katie. I didn't send you any ideas for trending last night. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
Did you find something?
Yeah, I found a couple of things. Sorry here. Lizzo is. Are you a Lizzo fan, Bill? Do you listen to Lizzo? Not so much?
I do. Actually, my daughter plays a lot of Lizzo.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Lizzo. My whole family's obsessed with Lizzo. We love Lizzo content. But actually, Lizzo played at the James Madison 200-year-old crystal flute at her Washington, D.C. concert. It was yesterday. The crazy thing is that this has never been played before, and she kind of broke history by playing it for the very first time, and I have a clip of that.
It's crystal. It's like playing out of a wine glass. So be patient.
So it's difficult to play. She does a couple little notes there, so we'll be playing more of her getting a chance to use the flute, talking about how history is fun and how this is groundbreaking and kind of rewriting and creating new history that comes along with this.
Can't say I knew that she was a flautist.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, well, I have more clips of her playing. She's amazing.
I think of her as a rapper, singer.
Oh, no, she's classically trained. And she's amazing. She's got great talent. It's kind of fun because she incorporates it into her concert. So she'll just finish rapping and then someone will bring on her flute and just go to town. It's actually funny. But I think it's going to be a fun trending today.
All right. Meantime, what else do we have planned? We have Gord Wilson this morning.
That is true, yeah.
Senator's training camp underway. And I was a little surprised to read about how one of their best-known defensemen is maybe going to have trouble even making the team this year. I keep hearing that they're not that strong on defense. So what's happening? I'm a little confused about that. How could Nikita Zaitsev not make defense on this team? Has he been that bad? I know he didn't have a great season last year. So I want to talk to him a little bit about that and about the excitement that's clearly building around the city about the Ottawa Senators this season. So that's going to be fun. We have Richard Krause is going to join us. What other movies do we have? I know you said there was a Halloween one.
Yeah, so we got Hocus Pocus. There's a horror film, Smile, that I've seen a couple ads for that gives me the creeps.
Also sounds Halloween-ish.
Yeah, a little bit. And then we got Bros, which I've never heard about, but apparently it's in theaters. That's exciting. And The Greatest Beer Run Ever, which stars Zac Efron, who's one of my favorites.
The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV Plus, so we'll hear a little bit more about that.
This sounds like a pretty lame weekend for movies.
Hocus Pocus 2? That's amazing. I don't know.
Don't they make movies for grown-ups anymore?
The great thing about Disney is Disney's for
everyone. It's all superheroes and horror movies. Ugh. I guess they do. You know what it is? TV's so great these days. Who needs movies? You get to a certain point in your life. I mean, I like going like Top Gun, the big productions and great special effects. That's awesome to go to the movie theater. But I'm just as happy to sit down and watch a great dramatic series, well acted, well written, and binge watch like 10 hours of it. Now, I don't even have to do it all in one sitting. I know binge watching, technically, you try to watch it all a short period of time, but I just find TV is so good now. The real stories are, the best stories are being told through television series. I found another pretty good one this week, but I'm not going to tell you about it till Tuesday next week. Monday or Tuesday? Which day do we do? Bill's
Monday.
Mondays, yeah.
Monday, Bill's Best Binges. And PJ,
hello.
It's on BritBox.
Oh.
But it's not a police procedural.
Okay.
It's not even close to a police procedural. But it is military-based. Like a modern-day MASH. Remember that TV show? Of course you don't.
It was my dad's favorite, so I used to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show. Great movie, turned into a great show. 5:58, that's it for the meeting. Let's wrap it up here. The 6 o'clock news is coming up. It's the Morning Rush, Morning Meeting, live at 5.